Because they've been telling me for 10 years, oh, we're coming, we're coming. Oh, every time you call them, last 3 years, we're going to get 3G, we're going to get 3G, we're going to get 3G.
Yeah.
We're going to get 3G.
Verizon's kind of sitting there laughing at them going, ha, 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 I've had 3G for like
We're needing 3G up here. They're still on OG.
Yeah.
But that's a gangster.
OG, I get
but,
it.
See?
But you know what? And this is the other thing. I'm done. Yeah. I'm done after this with AT&T a bit. I just checked the activation process.
Yeah.
And this is what Michael Cummings said. Now, we're late. We're about 10 o'clock tonight. And I was talking to him at noon today, which, if for all you math whizzes out there, was 10 hours ago. And 10 hours now. And they say it's supposed to activate within 90 minutes or something. I just checked it about 10 minutes ago, which would be 9:50, since 10:01 minus 10 minutes equals 9:51. It's still trying to activate.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is still trying. So I think it's funny. I think he's probably hadn't called me back yet because it's still activating.
Yeah, I would call him. I would have him on the phone.
I already told her. I was like, I want to talk to Michael. I want to talk to Michael because he's the one that said he couldn't help me because it was still activating. Bull crap.
He's also the one that you told to call on your office phone.
Yeah.
Phone.
But yeah. House phone. But it's crappy. House it's phone. Crappy. All I want's good service. You pay for something? I pay for something. I bought an iPhone. Heck, those things are, you know, priced to the premium. I buy one, you know why? Because it's a good phone. If it works and I never have any problems with it, I'll pay for it. And I'm the one, I got the 64 gig version. I got the top version, you know. My girlfriend always says, no, don't get the, you know, she always gets the 16 gig version. But I'm a pack rat. I like storage, you know, so I got the big one. I paid for it. You know why? Because it's a good phone. So I don't know why in the heck that I'm still with AT&T because it's almost like I need to take the money. I might as well just take the $100 out to the driveway and start burning it because that's what it kind of feels like to me.
Exactly.
But anyway, that's our bit on AT&T today.
But we're gonna name this section Bobby's AT&T Rant. B-Pop's AT&T Rant.
And I got plenty of rants. AT&T is just one of them. I got this list on my phone of rants that I want to do because I'm so sick and tired of it. Oh, you know, well, the body wrap thing we already kind of did.
We're going to do one on crappy tippers. People, if you order a pizza, they do not give us a gas card. They do not pay our insurance. They do not pay us over minimum wage. And that $2.50 delivery free, I don't get that. Tip your delivery people. And particularly if you live in the northern part of Clarksville and you call right at closing and you give me a 17-cent tip, and you know who I'm talking about? Shame. Shame on you and your children.
Shame on
you. I'm shaming your children just because I can.
17 cents. Didn't you say you jingled? You jingled.
I said, it's 24.08. She goes, here's 24, and here's a quarter. And she looked at me. Now, this lady knows that we were really right at the end of delivery time, and all I had to say was, I'm not doing this late delivery. It was really after delivery time. She called and asked, is there any way you guys can deliver a pizza? I know it's a few minutes after 10. And I said, I'll take it. And so she says, and here's a quarter. And I looked her dead in the eye and I said, would you like your change? And she's got this really angry look on her face and goes, no, you can keep it. And so I got a real smarmy look on my face and I said, thank you so, so much. Just like that. You would have been so proud of me, Benny Artino.
Yeah, that was
so good.
And then I put her on my Facebook, and now I'm talking about her on my radio show.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is because we can.
We need to start putting some people on notice. Seriously. Here at Living in the Sham, we put people on notice because we're tired.
I tell you, I got a little mini rant here for you.
Okay.
If you go into Lou's gas station and you borrow credit from Lou for gas or food, or drinks, pay the man back. When I sold my pet store, and we went in and cleared out the computer, there was hundreds and hundreds of dollars where people would come into my shop that are supposed to be my friends and go, oh, buddy, I need this so bad, and I will pay you back when I get paid on Friday, and you never get that money. It's the same story every time. Mm-hmm. Lou is the only place in town that if he knows you at all, he will give you credit on gas. If you're a pizza driver, He will credit you on gas during your delivery so you can come back and pay him on payday. Nobody else is doing that. Absolutely the track's not doing that, right? Nobody's doing that. Lou does it. Do you know how much money he has floating out there that people owe him? It is a shame. If you owe Lou money at that gas station, you should be ashamed, and shame on your children, again, because I can do that, and you need to go pay him, okay? Because it's not nice. He is a good man, and he does it out of the goodness of his heart. He has a great staff. They treat you guys good. Go pay Lou.
Yes, definitely.
Go pay Lou. That's my rant for the night.
Yeah, because people try to do good for people.
People complain that they don't get good customer service, and they get a place that gets good customer service, and what do? They take freaking advantage of it.
Yeah, take advantage.
That's what it is. I said it at the pizza place today and watched the guys from the pet store, from Apple City Pets, carrying people's dog food out, carrying their stuff out. You know, you don't see somebody leave that pet store carrying their own stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they got little girls and they're volunteering for the summer, you know, high school, middle school girls, carrying bags of dog food out for grown men because that's customer service. You don't get that at that pet store that tried to steal my name as trying to pretend to be me, even though they could never fill my shoes, even if I was wearing my 3-year-old shoes. You don't get that at that pet store in Clarksville and Cleveland.
Pets? Is that the one it's called? It's just called Pets.
No, that's us.
Oh, that's you.
That's us. That's you. That's Apple City. No, it's Wild something, Funky Side Wild. I don't know. They're going around. They took part of Pets Gone Wild, which is my education company.
Crazy?
No.
No.
It's I don't want to actually say it because these people are so crappy that they'll try to sue me if I actually say their name on here. But you people know who it is. And it's because they're going around town going, "Oh, well, Pets Gone Wild isn't in business anymore, so we're going to do their education programs. We're taking over their education programs." And you know how I found out they were telling people this, Benny? Because I had people calling me going, "Who are these idiots that have come in here, Clint, that you have sent to us?" I'm like, "I ain't sent anybody. What are you talking about?" They said they were taking over the programs for you. What are you talking about? They had a nasty bird pooping on the floor, screaming. They didn't know what they were talking about. They were giving bad information. They smelled funny. They kind of looked funny. I mean, all these things. And that's how I found out they were doing it. How many people carry the stuff into that shop? Nobody. Because number one, they don't have any business because we sit across the street and laugh at them. And number two, if they did sell something, they did sell something. They sold a leopard gecko to a 12-year-old kid without his parents' consent and didn't give any information on it and almost killed it. We had to fix it. That's not good customer service, people. Apple City Pets will carry your stuff out. Popham Athletics will take care of your kids, keep the prices right. I will deliver your pizzas hot. I just want better than a 17-cent tip. That's customer service. Lou will float you credit if he knows you, if you take care of him.
Yeah.
He's going to have to eventually stop doing that because he can't keep getting taken advantage.
And it's a shame.
You guys want customer service? Take care of the people that give it to you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Or let's just keep going on and liking Walmart on Facebook. Yeah. China. One, two, three. Or you can just keep going on Facebook and liking China Mart. "Oh, we love the China Mart because they're so great." Where they don't carry anything out. Have somebody called up to help you carry something big out to your car. Not going to happen. All right? So take care of the customer service people.
Exactly.
That's it. Okay, I didn't mean to rant.
That's it. This is Living in the Sham. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, you just want to shoot us a line, or you want to be on the show, we will take anybody, folks. Anybody wants
to be on
the
show. Even if you don't like us. We want somebody that doesn't like us.
We want somebody that does not like us because we wanted to get a little heated debate.
We
want to
have a verbal cage match.
Yeah, it's
in
a
the
verbal
studio.
Verbal cage match. That's exactly right. Like these body wrap people. I'm still waiting for these body wrap people to come around. You know,
the
but
body
I'm
wrap people.
Yeah, the body wrap.
Yeah,
people.
It's don't get him started.
No, okay.
It's bad.
It's that body wrap. That body.
They wrap
stuff.
You up, and you're supposed to lose weight, but you don't have to exercise or eat good. You just lose weight by wrapping your body in Saran wrap or
what?
Something.
Yeah.
So you mean tell me I go somewhere and get wrapped up in Saran wrap?
Pretty much.
Yes,
dude.
Pretty much. Yeah, but you know, I just want that. I want them to come on the show and explain and educate me on this because I could be wrong. I'm not going to say that, you know, it's my way or the highway.
I'd had to say something, didn't I?
But
yeah, here he goes.
I mean, you know, the body wrap thing, I just
what,
don't.
What
just
line's
don't,
our special guest calling in on?
I don't know. We're going to, you know, we'll get with him in just a second. But
I'm trying to save you, Benny. I'm sorry I tried.
Anyway, you know, we'll get to that here. You know, we'll talk about that a little later. But like I said, if you have anything that you want to add, if you got something you want to talk about, we love to talk.
Anything.
We love to talk. If you can already tell, we love to talk. I want an AT&T representative to get on Living in the Sham, and I want them to explain to me why I need to stay with their
service. You know, they always record your calls. Couldn't we put them on speaker and record their call on our show?
I think we should do that. I think next time
we just have to blank out the person's name when they say their name.
When we do a follow up. What we need to do is we need to put them on the phone, because we can do it. We have that equipment, folks.
We do.
We can do it. Yeah. We can get them on the phone and see what they do. I know what it is.
He's getting quiet, so this will
be good. We need to call 5 separate times and then compare each time and analyze it and say, do these people know what they're doing?
I love it. I think we should do a whole segment too. Calling bill collectors.
I think we should too.
We should call bill collectors.
Oh, yeah, yes,
we need to call. We need to get these bill collectors. So if anybody has any bill collector numbers
that are harassing them,
yeah,
especially if you've got somebody's name, yeah, at this bill collector agency, give us a call. Shoot it to us, guys. We will harass them, and then we'll put it on the air for you.
Give us a call. LivingInTheSham@yahoo.com. LivingInTheSham Habersham on Facebook. Like us at LivingInTheSham on Facebook. And this is B-Pop, Benny.
Cletus.
And Cletus. Right. And thank you for living in the sham.